Bez Hashem Mizbocher begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Schiris and the Laws of Rentals in the Sefer Mishpatim Book of Judgment, where we continue the theme regarding when we're renting certain items, animals or homes. And in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding the responsibilities, obligations of the renter and the owner regarding a house and the courtyard. As Rambam begins Halacha Alpha regarding the rights of utility in the home of the rental of the as it applies to a home. Hamasker bayis lechaveri. Someone leases out an apartment to his friend, bebita gedayla, in a large apartment building. Mishtamish bizizeha. So the renter can utilize the projections that are coming out of the walls outside of the building, v'chseleha, and regarding its walls. So if there are holes in the outer walls that go around the apartment, ad arba amas, up until an area of 4 amas that go on the outside of the wall that's outside of the apartment of the renter. Uvitarvit shel chaser. Also, he could use the garden of the courtyard. Uvit chava shachari abatim, and the open area behind the homes. Umokam shenagul lishtamish ba'avik salman. And if it's a place where the custom is to utilize the actual space, the thickness of the walls. Lishtamish ba'avik salman. He could use also the thickness of the walls. Uvuchol eilu advarim. Now, regarding all these things, holchen acha minig ha'medina. We always go after the custom of the country. Vashemes ha'yidum lehem, and whatever definitions and titles that are known to them. Kedev shaman bin memke, like we spoke about in the laws of buying and selling in Perek Chavav from Hilchos Mechira. Halacha beis hamaske chatzer estam. If someone leases out his courtyard without specifying, lahiska deva shaba, he has not leased the barn with it because the barn is not included in the category of the name chatzer of the courtyard. Halacha Gimel continues with the obligations that the owner has to the renter for the apartment. So if someone leases out an apartment, a house, to his friend, he has to provide for him doors. He has to open up, fix the windows that got ruined. And to support the beams. To strengthen the roof. And to support the beams that broke. To make a bolt and a lock. And so all those things that are similar from things that they're things that require a craftsman, professional work. And number two, things are primary regarding the settling in an apartment and the courtyard. Now, in contrast, the renter he has to make a guardrail mezuzah and put up mezuzah and to fix the area of mezuzah from himself, which these things don't require the craftsman. And the chain, so too, if he wants to make a ladder to get to the roof of the house, to utilize it. Now, the utility of the roof is not a ikr bi yeshivas habatim. So that misses requirement number two. A marzah, but let's say he wants to make a gutter, which does not need a craftsman. Or the teich gagra, let's say he wants to plaster his roof, which also does not need to have a craftsman, does not need a professional. He has to do it from his own. Again, the owner only has an obligation if he has those two variables. If someone provides a loft, an upper story, an attic to his friend, and it got diminished, it got ruined, an area of 4x4 tefachim or more, so then he has to fix the roof of the first floor, which is the floor of the uppers of the attic, and the plaster that is put on that floor. And the reason for that is shahamaziva, because the plaster is chizikatikr, is supporting the roof of the first floor, which is the ikr biyeshiva, which we said is one of the ingredients of the upper story, and hence an obligation of the owner. Alokhay, hazevel shabachatzah, the dung, the animal, the excrement that's in the courtyard, hadesh alsecha, that belongs, that can be utilized by the renter. And actually, lefika chumetabal by letzia, therefore he has to take care of getting rid of that garbage, taking it out. Now, if there is a custom in that country, then you go based on whatever the custom is. Now, but medrum, when we say this, that it goes to the renter, it's only for the animals that made the excrement. Well, shall say the renter, and now he could use it to fertilize his fields. If the animals were from other animals, then actually the fertilizer belongs to the owner of the courtyard. Because the courtyard of the person could acquire even without his awareness, so even though he's not around. And even though the actual courtyard is leased out to others, doesn't make a difference, it still goes to the owner of the courtyard. Unless, again, if it's from the animals of the renter himself. Halacha Vav continues regarding the ending of the contract and giving a heads up regarding clearing out to excavate, to to have him leave the premises. So Hamasker Bayis, if someone rents a house, a chutz or a courtyard, a merchatz or a bathhouse, a chanus or a store, a sharma kamas or any other places, atzman katzav up until a set date, so harizu kefeu lotzis b'sevis man, he can force him to leave at the end of the contract, and ve'in amamtin loya for the shachas, does not have to wait for him even for one moment. Now, sochli bayis tam lalina, let's say someone rents out an apartment, unspecific, for staying overnight. Same pachas mimecha, that's not less for a period of one day. So let's say he's renting out the apartment for a Shabbos. It's not less than 2 days. In other words, it includes Friday to be able to appear what he needs for Shabbos too. Then the suin, if it's for marriage, chas and kala apartment, it's not less than 30 days because up until a period of 30 days, they're still considered as the initial period of marriage. Halacha zayin. Hamaske bayis lechaveir estam. If someone leases out an apartment to his friend without specifying. So in yachal etziyeh, he cannot, meaning, and there was no set date, so he cannot kick him out until he gives him a heads up of 30 days beforehand, so that he could find the place. He won't be thrown onto the streets. At the end of 30 days, he'll leave. When we say this, in the summer months, which are times when people will switch apartments when the weather is okay, so then that's what applies. But in the winter months, in he cannot actually kick him out, cannot send him away from Sukkot till Pesach. Now, moreover, let's say he gave him a set date 30 days before Sukkot. So, Emnishim and Ashleshim Yoim. Now, if it remains from those 30 days, where he's setting those 30 days, Afil Yemech Lachachak. So, if let's say he gives him the notification, gives him notice on 24th of El. So, there's still going to be a day after Sukkot to fulfill the 30 day quota. Then, in Yechalot Tzei, since it's already a day into the period after Sukkot, he cannot kick him out the Matzah Pesach until after Pesach. As long as he notifies him 30 days before Matzah Pesach, and he cannot rely on the notification we gave him 30 days before Sukkot, which was actually 29 days. Now, Ben Vrim, when we say this, is by Yaris, is regarding cities, but regarding large cities, which there's never an apartment available over there, because everyone's trying to get an apartment. So, whether in the summer or the winter, meaning even summertime, you have to give him a year's, 12 months heads up for when you want to have him pack his bags up. So to regarding a storefront, where normal is that a storekeeper sells a lot on credit for long periods of time. So whether large cities, even regular cities, you have to give him a heads up of 12 months beforehand so that he can go collect his credits over the period of that year. Halacha ches. Just like the owner has to notify, give heads up to the renter, so to the renter has to give heads up to the owner, 30 days by regular city, or 12 months before by large cities, so that the owner could find a neighbor to occupy the vacancy. Based upon that, his house should not remain vacant and open. If he didn't notify him, and Yechalotzis can't leave, he'll eat in the sach. He's going to have to pay until that time period, that grace period that the owner will have to find a new renter. Halacha Tes continues, what happens if the prices change in the middle of the contract? So, although the owner cannot send him out, neither could the renter leave. Again, there was no set date. It was just ongoing rental. He cannot send him out or leave. Until he gives a heads up beforehand. But in hukra bottom, if the price of the apartments go up, inflation, so actually the owner could add on and tell to the renter, look, so either you rent for what the going rate is until you find a new apartment, or you leave, because I don't want to have to lose out for to what the prices are. And the other way is also true. So if the prices of the apartments went way down, so the renter could diminish the amount of rent he wants to pay. He could tell the owner, either give me the going rate right now, which is much less, or your apartment in front of you, go ahead and try to find someone else for that price. Now, the Ram continues now regarding that there are certain situations that you don't have to give heads up beforehand. If the apartment of the owner, the one who is leasing it out, his own apartment that he lives in, collapsed, he could kick out the renter from his rented apartment right away, whether in the winter or even the summer, or even the winter. And they could tell him, meaning both summer winter, and they could tell him, it's not it's not appropriate. Shatia atu yesh bevesi, that you're going to sit in my apartment until you find a place. In other words, the whole reason is that you shouldn't be thrown out into the street. Look at me, I'm out in the street. You don't have more rights in this apartment more than I do, and therefore he could kick him out. Halacha yod. Let's say the owner of the apartment gives it to his son, Lisa Baisha, to get married to a woman and move into an apartment. So it depends. If he knew that his son was becoming a chasm at that future time, if he was able to give heads up to the renter, and he didn't notify him, then he cannot just send him out because he should have notified him before. It's his fault. But if this chasm just happened to have found this woman right now, but he knows somebody and they're getting married right away, then for that he could send him out. She is a yeshiva basic. It's not appropriate that this renter should be living in his apartment. Uven balabais, and that the owner of the son of the homeowner, of the owner of the apartment, yishka bayis, she has to be chasna, that he's going to have to rent an apartment to make the chasna? No, they could use their own apartment and kick out the renter. Halachi Aleph, regarding the rights of the renter when ownership changes. Machras habayis, if the owner sells the apartment, like the son, or he gives it to someone else, or he dies and he bequeaths it to someone else, the second guy, now the new owner, also cannot send out the renter until he gives him a heads up of 30 days in a regular city, or 12 months heads up in a large city. Because the renter could tell the new owner, your power is not more from the power of this person that you merited in this house and you acquired it because of him, and just say he couldn't have kicked me out without giving me a heads up, so too you cannot kick me out without giving me a heads up before him.